Greetings, beloveds. We come, the two of us, from the Master Realm, the Ascended Master Realm. As Master Kutumi and Master Yeshua, to speak with you this evening, together as the collective of the Ascended Masters, but also as the individual expressions who have had experience on Earth and the limitations that we were bombarded by when we took on a human body in a third dimensional state. I, Iskatumi, will go first. As Metatron has so clearly stated to you, that you are limited when you enter this body. At first, the soul couldn't even be totally present in the body because of the separation of the energetics and the lack of love. And I found this to be very much so. I struggled for years in my existence, Iskatumi, with this, because I knew at a consciousness level that I was so much more, and it caused great disruption within my mental stability that I had to overcome. But once I got my mental body healed and my emotions raised to a different expression, I began to realize who I was, and my soul then descended into the body. My spirit began to descend in the body. And by the time I left the embodiment as Iskatumi, my soul spirit was very anchored in my human body as I ascended into the realms of mastery. Before I ascended, I was a teacher. And this has continued in the Master Realm. So I know of your difficulties. I know how the ego surfaces at the most inopportune times. But you have come far. I want you to know that. You have created a vibration within your humanness that is no longer in third dimension. You have raised the body enough that you had a descent of soul spirit. Not only that, but you had a descent of the eighth chakra, your oversoul, your Christed oversoul, descended into the physical body of you, into your sacred heart, where you have access to that. You can hear the voice of your higher self, your oversoul, your Christed oversoul, in that quiet, reflective time. There were many times, dear one, I had to go into retreat and silence of an ashram because the denseness was so overwhelming to my ability to retrieve any of my mastery, any of it. You live in different times, and you have done so well. But you need to be conscious and stay alert to the times when parts of the ego surfaces. No, it's always for two reasons. One is to preserve the status quo because of fear of the great changes that are taking place. And two, the second thing is, the first is based in fear, and the second is based in unworthiness. So there's a polarity that expresses itself either better than or less than. And you have transformed a great deal of that. But from time to time, there are fragments that surface. And it's an easy, easy fix. All you do is stay conscious, recognize it, and it vanishes because you know who you are from that oversoul level. It is within you. But I do encourage quiet, reflective time, because it is in that reflective time that you become the wise master. So that said, I'd like to step aside and invite Master Yeshua to speak of his experience in a body. Greetings. It is I, Yeshua. I am so delighted to talk with you this evening about my experiences in a body, in a community of great beings who help me tremendously. You too have such a community in your collective crucible. And I want you to remember that. I want you to know that. And what a valuable asset that is to you. So, when I came into the body of Yeshua, I came into a body that was far different from Master Kutumi, for it was a fifth dimensional body. It was very much like the body that you occupy now, in the state of consciousness that you now have. As a young child, of course, I did not have the maturity in the mental, emotional part of my body, in the brain, the ability to process such complexities of thought. So I had to be taught that, and that was shown to me by my community, by my teachers, just like your teachers, your guides, and the collective consciousness has brought you to this very moment. As an adult, before I even came into public awareness, I struggled, dear ones, with my environment and what was in my environment and the fallen consciousness that continually bombarded me. I struggled greatly even though I was in possession of a fifth dimensional body, it couldn't be fully anchored in the earth environment because there was such a variance in the vibrations and energetics of my body and the earth's body. So often in those younger years, I would fall out of consciousness and I would struggle. I would have to go off and be by myself for days and sometimes weeks at a time to remember who I was at that vaster level. And I did have that capacity to remember in my body when I was alone, when I was undisturbed, and I went to places that I found great beauty and the quiet resonance of nature. This is the only way I was able to fulfill my desires of why I came into that embodiment at that time, in those dense, dense times. So eventually, I had a firm enough grasp on my consciousness that I couldn't be thrown off balance by my environment or by those that I interacted with that were so far out of balance that it was incomprehensible to me that they would think the thoughts that they thought. And as I was able to firmly set that balance in my body, I came into public view. People did not understand who I was and why I came. At that time, they only saw that I was a great healer or that I was a great teacher and that I had such love for humanity that they could palatably feel, and they wanted to emulate me, which was fine for those times because they, in my presence, they could take on those vibrations that I emanated. They couldn't often maintain that when they left my presence because of the nature of their body and their inability to hear the presence of their soul. As my time drew to a close, very definite plans were made for those closing times, to where a perceived death could take place and I could recover the fullness of who I was in my light body and continue to show the way to some of my disciples. So much of this, dear ones, was misunderstood. I became a god to many. And I want you to know I was very much like you. I struggled. But gradually I was able to recover my fifth dimensional state of being. And I am here now with you to encourage you in this recovery. You are far vaster than that. But it's important that you recover it fully, consciously, in your body to provide the vehicle for change for humanity to ascend into their more Christed reflection, for the earth to begin to take on a different vibration, because your body, of course, is of the earth. So you have a purpose, just as I did, to resurrect a planet. But you have so much more that you can access, because the collective consciousness of humans has changed tremendously since my time. So you are not alone in this, in your crucible of consciousness. We masters struggled just as you do. And we overcame. And we changed our bodies. We changed our consciousness. And we ascended. And you are right there with us. So now, I return with Master Katumi, and we become a unit, a teaching unit for you this evening. And we would like to discuss with you some further information that is needed now. As the collective of the Master Realm, we wish to present to you this evening some information on those DNA packets that were made available to you in 2016, but nothing more has been said since then. It's in time now that we begin to show you what those packets are. Those packets were placed in various DNA strands of your physicality and of also within your chakra system. They have many, many uses, dear ones. Each one of you placed those packets specifically in the DNA strand, the strands that were most relevant to you at that physical level. Each one of you, in your uniqueness, placed those packets in certain chakras, so that those chakras would be further enlightened and made more usable, constantly creating the energetic template for the body to evolve into a more refined state. So we wish to talk to you about that tonight. First of all, let's discuss these DNA structures, the DNA strands, the first two DNA strands of that first helix, which has the two strands. Each helix has two strands. The first strand relates to your father, your genetic father. The second strand relates to the genetics of your physical mother. And it is those two strands that create the body that you now inhabit. So that second helix contains two strands of DNA. The first strand in the DNA is you, as your physical expression that was gained from the first helix of the first two strands of DNA and became your physical makeup. And when I say physical, we mean not just the body itself, but the way in which, the capacity in which the brain functions, the neurology functions, the physiology functions, as well as the psychology of that body functions. Some of the thoughts and the patterns that relate to how you function in the world. That's all within that one strand of DNA. This evening, we want to talk about the other strand in that double helix that relates to you at a soul level. The soul experience, the soul wisdom. So that as you move away from some of the patterning of those first two DNA strands and move into a more unified expression of yourself as the individual you, in that fourth strand of DNA, or the second strand in the second helix, is that wisdom that you can reclaim, that you have reclaimed on many, many occasions and in many different ways. Most of you, 99% of you, placed one of those light packets in that DNA strand. You also placed it in your heart chakra. Not your sacred heart, but your heart chakra. So that the love of self could be manifested in the body at specific times when it was needed. So when you did the light body work, the DNA structures that were talked about and the activation of certain DNA strands related to the light body activation, and they were very valuable DNA activations. This particular DNA activation that also goes along with the light body DNA strands that were active, but they relate, certain ones of those relate specifically to the physical body and the alteration of the body to bring it out of third dimension so it can function as a fifth dimensional physical expression of consciousness. And so those DNA packets of light that you had access to but didn't know what to do with them in 2016 are now becoming useful because you have changed the vibration of your body. You have opened the coherency of the mental emotional body to a more coherent level. You have altered the neurology of the body. You have activated the electrical charges within the bodily system that have changed everything in the body. And your ability to retrieve more of your consciousness. Those packets as they were placed, those packets of light, as you place them in the various strands, and we will be talking about those strands, because on the whole, even though those packets were placed individually according to that you as the individual expression in a body, as a group collective consciousness, you will be amazed to know that this collective group, 99% of the group placed those packets in the same specific DNA strands, in the same specific chakras. That is how unified you have become. You have been together for a very long time. You have come far. So it stands to reason that the environment that you have created together as a collective reflects in the positions that you take in this transformative process and in the ascension process. You are so valuable to this transformation process, but you are also so valuable to each other. So let us review briefly what we have just said to you. And that is that the first packet has altered that fourth strand of DNA in that it enlightens the physical body to hold a consciousness of itself at that soul experience level as a more expression, a further expression of Christ consciousness. And you also place the packet in the heart chakra so that love of self could transform any separation and unworthiness that resides in the physicality of a third dimensional body, because the body is now being elevated in its vibration and in its consciousness to a fifth dimensional state. And this packet is very valuable. This light packet is very valuable in the escalation of that body, the uplifting of that body into fifth dimension. It has love, and it has a more unified expression of yourself in the body. So these are the things that in the coming 2 weeks I want each one of you to experiment with and to begin to work with the energies that are now available to you. Pay attention to the way in which that heart chakra changes the dynamics of the first four chakras in the body, how the root chakra has been altered, and there is less fear, more unity consciousness available. There is a change in the second chakra in the way in which your creation is done in a more precise way. There is a change in the third chakra in your ability to be confident in yourself, to know yourself a little more intimately. Now, we would like to take this opportunity. We know this is a long session, but we would like to give you an opportunity for a few questions, pertinent questions that relate to what we have been speaking of for about 10 or 15 minutes of your time, and then we will have a closing meditation. So please, any of you that would like to converse with us or ask a question,